Do you have a nice lunch? All right, we're moving on to conceptual design. I'll just review what we did in our last meeting. Under marketing, we targeted our audience, and that was generally how helpful that was. Then we considered some design options with how it should look. We discussed an iPod-like button system, which we haven't completed, but so if you all have presentations to do, we can see where you've come from our last. Does everyone have presentations?
Yes.
Nice. Would anybody like to go first?
Sure. So I've been looking at the components design, mostly by consulting remote control diagrams from the internet, and also by incorporating design ideas from the last project meeting. So we need some custom design parts, and other parts we'll just use standard. I assume we'll be custom designing our case, probably a hard plastic or some other material case to protect the remote and the locator. And we'll need to custom design a circuit board, because a circuit board has to take the button input and send it to the output. So you have to design that each time. But once we come up with a design, we'll send it to the circuit people, and they'll just print it out. Standard parts include the buttons and the wheels, the iPod-style wheel. The infrared LED is actually going to be included in the circuit board that comes with it. We need a radio sender and receiver. Those are standard. And we also need a beeper or buzzer or other sort of noise thing for locating the remote. So we have some material options. We can use rubber, plastic, wood, or titanium. I'd recommend against titanium because it can only be used in the flat cases and it's really heavy. And the rubber case requires rubber buttons, so if we definitely want plastic buttons, we shouldn't have a rubber case.
And why not wood? And why not wood?
Well, we can use wood. I don't know why we want to. And also, we should note that if we want an iPod-style wheel button, it's going to require a slightly more expensive chip. We can't use the minimal chip. We need the next higher grade, which is called regular. I don't think it's much more expensive, but it is more expensive. So that's what I've got on design.
Can I do next, because I have to say something about the material?
Yeah.
Which is quite shocking. Right, I have been searching current trends, both on the web and via fashion watches, and the findings are that the first thing to aim for is a fashion, fancy look and feel. Next comes technology and the innovations to do with that, and last thing is the easy to use factor. Fancy look and feel goes far beyond the functionality of the thing, but I suppose that is included in the ease of use. Our fashion watchers in Milan and Paris have decided, well, noticed that the fruit and vegetable theme is the is the current trend, and therefore we need to go for that if we want, you know, whatever our motto is, fashion, we go for fashion. the fashion and electronics. So we want to put the fashion and electronics. We need to go for fruit and vegetables. And also go for a spongy feel. So the question of our technology is industrial designer as to the material should be limited to, I don't know how spongy can be, should discuss this together, I don't know how spongy can be achieved, but apparently that's the way to go. I have been thinking about this fruit and vegetable thing, and I prefer fruits to vegetables, but that's just a personal opinion. I think people like to have fruit instead of vegetables in their sitting room. Those are just suggestions, and also we need to decide whether this should be printed, so that still has to do with the material discussion. Should we print the fruit stuff, or should the actual remote look like a fruit? And finally, again, with the spongy, it has to be technologically innovative, so maybe again our industrial designer should look into that or find, come up with a solution that's better than mine. To summarise, these are the points that need to be touched in order to get a good decision, and hopefully our user interface has more to say about the matter. Thank you for your attention.
Okay. Oh, so that food and vegetables thing, huh? I actually wasn't aware of the new trends in electronics and.
No, well, it's a trend in fashion, in clothing and.
Yeah, but you're not gonna wear your remote control.
So okay, let me. Yellow conceptual user interface. I'm gonna try to talk about what kind of how people are actually going to be using this iPod-ish remote control based on fruit vegetable design. And basically, so this is a touch-based graphical interface system. So people are going to be looking at this little screen. I assume, are we still on the screen idea?
We hadn't discussed that last time.
Because if we're gonna have to, if we have this, it just seems like, in order to have someone going around and using the wheel,
you need a screen.
It seems like you would need a screen.
You need a screen with music because you're looking for a specific song, like you know that band or whatever.
But like if you think about
channels, it's you know 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but is it just okay? You're gonna have to switch to like DVD and like other things like that.
We're actually not having DVD. That was one of. I have to update you on that.
Okay,
but the screen can come up on the telly.
So anyway, well, we need to. Okay, so if we're not gonna have a screen, So basically, it's just gonna be a wheel then. I think you're going to have some kind of a.
You can have it on the telly though.
Yeah, like you're gonna have to be able to switch to like a mode where you we're not choosing that, I guess, but like choose channel control, like because people aren't gonna be able to have like channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so that people seem to be
I know what you're saying.
You're going to have to scroll to get channels, so I guess that's why I was thinking you may need to have some kind of a screen because. So that people can go or not go back and forth and choose it. Or then again, if you just, I guess I can see like some kind of a thing where like you sort of have like the number come up on the TV, channel you're on, you just scroll and you can just get to like 5 or like 12 or.
But imagine
like
someone
on the wheel and it didn't show up on the TV.
Oh yeah.
But what if you have a satellite and you have like 200 channels, then to get to channel 100
you
have to.
But you can
wheel
quickly,
really
you can.
But I think the wheel goes to like 100.
Yeah, if you do, so it'll have to be, so we basically just kind of need to figure out like what kind of, range we need to have on the wheel. And So you're either doing this motion to like control the channels, or like once you stop that, you know, you can like tap for different what do you call it? It's different functions like volume, or like you can tap just to get to different channels. Like if you just wanted to go to like from 5 to 6, you could tap. And then there's also the concern about, how do you get to the menu if you want to change the brightness of your television, or if you want to, switch around, I don't know, like these different modes, like turn on the timer or like something like that.
I mean, with that many options, I'd think that the screen would be better, because
I would think so
too.
Have
that
like
menu option, sort of.
So I mean, and it does seem a little silly to have this screen if you hardly are ever using it, because, but then again, it does make kind of, if the screen's sort of just like an option that like is just there and you're not really using it, that's kind of,
it's more expensive, according to the design people.
Yeah, that's the only
you have
thing
to get
that
an advanced chip if you want to have a screen in, which is more expensive than the regular chip, which is more expensive than that.
Yeah. So then basically it has to have some way to get to a mode on the television where you're doing, you can get to, you can, like maybe it'll be that central button.
Yeah.
Then you hit that, and then it brings up like the menu on the TV,
yeah,
and you can just scroll around.
So
like,
the TV
to do the
is
timer,
the screen.
To do the,
yeah. So it would have all these different options of changing.
But the remote itself isn't really
okay,
cluttered
even
up.
Not settings.
Yeah.
That
well, we don't want the screen, I guess, but because it does seem like that would be like incredibly expensive. But I don't know, and then so just really all you need is like this little wheel, then, and you can control everything. So.
Right. What if, I mean, if you're thinking of the design of it now, like the physical attributes, and you just have this, and it's like just a long silver thing or whatever. We're thinking, I mean, are you going to have any buttons on that besides power and this thing, or?
It doesn't seem that you would need anything besides, and the power button could even be like hold down the menu button for like longer than 1 second and it turns on the TV.
So can we imagine that this would be smaller than the remote controls that you showed us before?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we're looking at something that could be like even maybe like I'm seeing almost like a circular sort of like handheld like thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it should be.
It needs to be easy to somehow. It needs to be easy to like manipulate and use your.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really. Like when I use an iPod, I end up just kind of using my index finger to like control it.
Yeah, I've seen some people just going like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
or your thumb or something. So.
When we had the Wii remote control, it was on the top, I think.
Yeah.
But were there buttons on there as well?
Yeah, well, it had the wheelie thing, and then it had those 18 different buttons that I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
So we just used the top part.
But I mean, I think it could be pretty small. Like, I mean, you want it to be large enough that you can.
What if you had, like, a cover that went over buttons that you don't use very much? Like, so you could slide it up if you needed to, like, change the contrast or something like that. So the options are there, but they're not interfering with the design and the practicality of it.
But can't you just...
Do you know what I'm talking about, though? Like, just
yeah,
something.
Like maybe something on the side.
You can have
it
on
yeah,
the side.
Yeah, they slip over.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you need that if you can get to, if so long as you're able to bring up the menu on a TV screen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the
that
thing is if we can do this, that'd probably
yeah.
be...
You wouldn't. I just don't think you would even need it.
Yeah.
So
I guess we have to look into the, the programming, how they actually program these things.
Oh, how they make the menu show up on the TV.
I mean, you can do
I
it.
I mean,
how
would
do
you
it?
It's
I
totally
don't think
it's
smart.
It's
got to be inside the TV, not inside the remote.
I mean, I've never bought a remote. It sounds like this remote's going to be purchased separately from the television.
Well, they usually are. Well,
I've never bought just a remote, like. So I don't really know, but
I guess that's right. It almost comes with a TV.
So, but I mean, I've never had a hard time with like my remotes, like bringing up the menu screen if you need to like change the date or whatever, you know. And I don't think that should be too hard.
Yeah, most of the ones we've had the menu button, because it's not like you need to have a button access to like change the contrast or something.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't come up every day or something.
Yeah. So do you need? Well, I guess we have to think about. But I mean, you just basically need the output signal, you know, to be able to bring it up.
But also, if you have it on the screen, you can actually write everything out, because the problem with buttons is like they have these sort of abbreviations and codes that you're supposed to understand, but I never get it.
You mean if we have this screen like the iPad screen?
Well, on the telly.
On the telly, okay, yeah. So yeah, I think the touch-based graphical interface is a really cool idea, because, you know, it is so obnoxious to like have to push this, like, okay, now I hit this, you know, you have your little guide out and like hit this button twice.
And it is technologically innovative in a way, so that puts up the...
And it is trendy, the iPods are really hot right now.
Did you get that picture on, did they provide you that picture on the web?
Yeah, my web research, yeah. So
that's quite interesting.
What are we going to do about this vegetable thing that I'm
dragging?
Oh, I was going to say, you said people want spongy. One of the material options is a sort of rubber that's not on like the stress ball things. So
okay, that
would be spongy.
Just nice feel, but I hate spongy.
Yeah, I see. That would be kind of, usually like the touchpad things are kind of a hard plastic mouse type.
Yeah.
You know, thing. But what if
I mean, definitely the area.
What if you had like a spongy sort of like stress ball-y kind of feeling?
Yeah, I think it could work.
Or what if we integrated the what if the whole thing about the fruit and vegetables, we somehow made it tactilely, tapped into that, so like it feels like...
Well, it could be like mobiles, you just put a cover.
Yeah.
If it's a small thing, you instead of creating an object for it that looks like a banana, which Frank particularly fond of, you could just have covers, and then your mobile... It's like a mobile phone thing. You know, there was a time when they had all these different copies.
Yeah,
you could do like the computers where they have like the grapefruit apple machine and then have like the blueberry.
All the colors
were named after fruits.
You could name it after fruits.
And the color can fit to your sitting room. So if you have red sitting room, you can have strawberry, and then if you have a green one, you can have.
Forming this idea in my head of how this thing is looking. If you have like that stress ball material kind of as what you're actually holding in your hand, so like what you're feeling is comfortable, and then there's more of a hard plastic thing where that thing is.
Yeah.
And on that hard plastic thing you can change either the color or the fruit or vegetable that's on there.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, because I'm thinking silver because those are our company colors.
Yeah. Unfortunately you don't have silver. I don't know.
I mean, how are you all envisioning by what we've just, the feedback we've just got about the...
Maybe a bowl.
A bowl?
No, a squashy bowl. A relaxing squashy bowl.
That's in the shape of a fruit.
That you can, you're thinking... It's weird, you're thinking the opposite of me. Because you're thinking you change the hard bit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you change the hard... Would you put a sticker, sort of? Because I was thinking, if you have a cover for the squashy bit, like...
This is just... Okay. Say that's the squashy bit. Squashy.
Yeah, bit. I was thinking of getting a cover for...
That... See, I was thinking
which
this...
Is cheaper.
I was thinking this bit here would be the cover, and like that's your actual.
Yeah.
And like,
well,
this
like
you can
shape.
Have like you can have like cherries and.
Yeah.
things around there.
I'm just thinking of a single ball shape.
I was thinking if it was
like
this, because the way you were describing the iPod and the roll thing.
It's like it has to be. Yeah.
It's almost like your thumb is further up, so if you can squish it lower.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be very big in either, like how big this big, and then you just do that.
What
Yeah,
if, yeah, what if the
exactly.
squishy,
Yeah.
or so you're saying the squishy part's like detachable, and you can, so maybe one, you know, you can have like the broccoli squishy thing, and then you could have like the banana squishy thing, and you could get, you could have your choice, you know.
Well, just the, I can't just, like, condom thingy, like a cover. But, well, the question is which one's easiest to change, and we can just contact our relevant department for that and
Yeah.
just see what the cost is for covering that or covering
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
And for now, we can do two prototypes maybe and then
Yeah.
try and ask users what the best is. That's nice. I think it's nice
Yeah.
to have a drawing because it's neater.
Well, that's not very neat, but
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I think the hand, I think the handheld part is definitely the, so you could make that into the fruit and vegetable part.
If it's a bit like those juggling balls, you can change shape according to your, to the way you hold
Yeah.
it. If it's got sand in it, maybe, or something. It just molds to your hand.
Yeah. So where are the fruit and vegetables now?
We don't know.
I guess it would be either in the color of that plastic
Yeah.
base on the front or in the color of the squishy thing underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest is the company color silver.
It was, yeah, silver and yellow. It looks like.
We could promote
Okay.
the banana one.
I mean, that's another question. Where are we gonna, or we should have the logo somewhere on it.
Should also fit the batteries, which you haven't.
Oh, yeah.
I think the batteries would have to go right under the plastic case.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and that would.
Okay.
Especially for switching out the squishy part, then you need to have the other part just be sort of a single unit that you can snap off.
Yeah, I think, it'd be interesting to have the squishy bit. The part that you can change into the different, you know, trendy vegetables and fruits. But
well, I don't know, you spend so much time like squishing it with your own personal hand. When you get a new one, you'd have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
And it does it automatically.
Does it automatically.
I don't know what the rest of my notes mean because they were made for me. But if someone components concept. Question mark, energy, question mark. Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah. So what, but what do we know about energy? I mean, we're gonna use batteries, right?
We actually had an option of batteries, solar power, and a dynamo, which is something I don't know what it is.
Oh, dynamo is, it's a bicycle. It's the bicycle mechanism. It's the, it's like if something moves,
Oh,
when
okay.
it moves,
yeah. The
it
other
stores
one was
energy.
the other one was a kinetic thing where you basically have to wind it yourself. So I sort of picked battery. We could have talked about doing a wind up or a dynamo or a solar power, but I think solar power is not available in the rubber case, anyways.
Battery is sound good.
It's a little weird. The dynamo would be interesting.
Dynamo. The fact with dynamo is the moment you move it, it creates energy on its own.
What about
which is quite cool. So if you throw it, it's going to store loads of energy, and you don't need to buy a battery because I find them annoying. But we need to find cost.
Yeah.
But no cost. Does anyone have costs on the
All it said was it gave sort of relative. Some chips are more expensive than other sort of things. It didn't give me any actual
okay.
cost.
Right.
Most of the stuff is pretty cheap though, bought in bulk, so I don't think it's that much of a problem. Like the chip is probably the most expensive part.
What does chip on print mean?
The things like remote controls, they stamp out a chip, calculated too, I think. So you can mass produce them pretty cheap.
Okay.
But it's not like a computer, you can't like reprogram your remote controls, like stamped onto the chip.
So chip on print is just means like that, they're mass
yeah.
produced. And case? I guess
case
that's what we've been talking about,
yeah.
Case and I'm thinking of like syntactic. let's see. Is there anything else we need to talk about when we move on. You two are going to be playing with Play-Doh, and working on look and feel of design and user interface design. And you're going to be doing product evaluation. So you'll get more instructions from your personal coach.
Okay.
Cool.
See you soon. Does it matter that I end early?
It's strange. Because
okay. It's early.
How early is it?
I think it's early.
I think I'm gonna pop up.